And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. As the ghastly climax of a dreadful evening, Mary Noble came backstage at the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway sometime after the end of the play in which Larry is starring. Mary found the place empty. Empty except for a figure hanging limp and silent high up in the wings. In her agonized realization, she screams for help.
Larry!
Mary, what is it? What happened? Are you hurt?
I can't help it. Oh, Rupert, it's too horrible.
Oh, now, easy, darling, easy. You're all unstrung. There. Now, what is it that frightened you so?
There.
What?
Up there. Look.
Where? I don't see anything.
Hanging there. No, up. Higher. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, good. Oliver Wilson. What in the name of heaven? How did it happen?
I don't know, Rupert. I just saw him. We've got to get him down. We've got to get help.
Sure. But how can we do it? We'll have to climb up there and cut that rope. But how could anyone get way up there?
No, that's not the way, Rupert. He's pulled up there by those weights. Over there, see?
Hmm?
It's the way they pull stage drops.
Now, well, how do you get a hold of these blasted things, Mary?
There's a pulley over here somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know too much about these things, Rupert, but there must be a rope. We'll have to unfasten it and then let him down.
Maybe it's a better idea to leave everything just as we found it. Call the police. They don't like people meddling in a thing like this.
But he may be alive, Rupert. He may just be slowly strangling. We've got to do something. Look, here's the rope fastened on this cleat.
Well, now, here, Mary, let me do that. You just stand out of the way. I'll take care of this.
Hurry, Rupert. Every second may count.
Well, I am hurrying, confound it. I don't know anything about these blasted backstage ropes. Is this the one?
No, not that one.
Oh. How about this one?
Yes.
Oh. Just let me get it untied now.
That's it, Rupert. Keep coming down now. Just keep on letting the rope out.
Well, I am. Just as fast as I can. Don't want to drop him on the floor. There now.
Let me see if Father's still breathing. If his heart is beating.
You'd better leave this to me, my love. This is no job for a woman.
He's dead, Rupert. Oliver Wilson is dead.
Yes. He couldn't very well expect anything else. Hanging up there for heaven knows how long.
Oh, the poor man. Oh, Rupert, how terrible to think of him dead like this. He was so young with his whole life before him. Who could have done this horrible thing?
Don't ask me. I don't suppose there's any chance that Oliver himself could have... No, of course not. Couldn't very well put a rope around his neck and pull himself up to the top of the stage.
He was killed, Rupert. Someone did this because they wanted him to die.
Yeah, there's no question about it, I'd say.
But that's ghastly. It must be someone who was here with all of us just a few minutes ago.
Probably.
But how could anyone want to do such a thing? How could anyone want to kill Oliver Wilson?
That's easy to answer, Mary. Practically everyone in your theater party tonight would qualify if you're thinking about a motive.
Rupert, you don't mean that.
Of course I mean it, Mary. Think it over.
I won't believe that. He must have had some enemy who trailed him here to the theater and committed this dreadful crime.
Well, whoever is responsible, one thing is sure. There's going to be the devil of a lot of trouble over this.
Yes.
Murder isn't something you can just hush up.
Murder. What an evil word. And it's just what it is. It has to be murder. Somebody deliberately killed Oliver. Rupert, I can't bear to think about it, to see him lying there so still, so terribly still.
No, Mary. It's too late now to worry about this fellow. You ask me, he doesn't deserve anybody's sympathy.
How can you say that, Rupert, when he's lying there dead?
You haven't been through what I have with this young man. All these weeks, You haven't had him staying with you an unwelcome guest, trying to break up your home.
Rupert, surely that isn't reason enough to want to murder a man.
Who said it was? Oh, now look here. Don't get it into your head that I did it.
Oh, Rupert, of course not. You know I don't think that.
Oh, very well, then. It's high time we rounded up the others. No reason why we should take on this whole mess single-handed. Larry!
Howdy! Junior!
Where the devil is everybody? Larry!
Larry, where are you?
Larry, what is it? What's the matter?
Oh, Larry, where have you been? Why weren't you here? I called and called.
It's all right, honey. Don't cry. Everything's all right now.
Well, I'm glad you can be so casual, old man, with a corpse lying at your feet.
What are you talking about?
Just look.
Larry, I found him. Isn't it horrible?
The devil. Oliver Wilson. What happened?
Somebody with a rough sense of fun put a rope around his neck and hoisted him way up there into the wings.
You don't mean it. Somebody deliberately killed him?
Well, look for yourself, Larry. Oliver Wilson is dead. We're positive of that. And there's a rope around his neck, as you can easily see.
Who did it?
How should I know who did it, Larry?
When was he discovered?
I saw him. I came back to get everybody so we could go home. And I saw him hanging there.
How could it have happened? Where were you at the time, Rupert?
I went down the street to find your wife, if you must know. She was terribly upset by all the things that have happened this evening, and I don't wonder. Since you apparently were concerned, I took it upon myself to find her.
You take a lot on yourself, Barlow. Someday you may overstep yourself.
Indeed. Coming from you, I'd say that comment was tinged with irony.
Oh, please stop it, both of you. Can't you understand that this is serious? Don't you realize there's been a murder right here, backstage in this Broadway theater?
I'm very well aware of it, Mary. But I'd rather not have Larry try to turn the spotlight on me. I had no reason to commit violence.
Well, of course you didn't. Larry didn't mean anything like that.
And when it comes right down to it, Larry, just where were you when all this hanging was going on?
You can't mix me up in this, Rupert Barlow.
Don't be too sure. From what I know, you weren't overly friendly with Oliver Wilson, were you, Larry? You lost your head and started a fight with him. Don't forget to explain that to the police.
How can you say such things at a time like this?
Sorry, my dear, I lost my temper. You can't blame me for being slightly upset. Now, you wait here while I go call the police. They should be notified at once.
Yes, you'd better call. And maybe you can find someone outside. There's usually a policeman on the block.
Just leave everything to me. Larry, you might try rounding up the others if you know where to find them.
Don't start shouting orders around here. Just go on and call the police. They'll take charge.
Larry, isn't it awful? How could anyone have done such a thing?
Oh. Don't get too upset, honey. The fellow was no good. He's no great loss.
But that's not true. He was young and full of hope. It's terrible to have his life cut off in an instant.
I tell you, he was no good, and I ought to know.
What do you mean, Larry? Why are you so bitter about it? How can you look at him lying there and not be sorry?
I don't want you to get all worked up over this. It's a rotten, bad mess, and I don't deny it. But we'll see it through.
Oh, I wish I'd never brought any of those people here tonight. If only I hadn't given this theater party to see Claudia Vincent's opening night, none of this would have happened.
Oh, there's no sense to that, Mary. It's happened. Nothing we can say or do will be of any help now.
Oh, Larry, how could you sound so cold? So entirely unmoved by the death of that young man.
I have no reason to regret his end. Neither does anyone else.
Where were you, Larry? Why did you go away and leave me? I was so scared, so frightened. And I called out to you. I called and there was no answer. Just the hollow, lonesome sound of an empty stage. And then I looked up there. And I saw him hanging there. I'll never get the picture out of my mind, Larry. Never.
Don't, Mary, don't. It won't help any. You'll need all your strength, all your courage to get through this night. The police will be here soon. You keep your nerve. I don't suppose any of us will get out of here before dawn.
Mary Noble shudders as she leans close to her husband. But Larry Noble appears to have thoughts that he hasn't expressed. Worries he doesn't dare show. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.